Welcome to the IBP Insider, where you'll hear quick, insightful stories from the world of integrated business planning and the leaders using it to dramatically improve their companies. I'm your host, Crystal Lee. Well, actually, I'm her AI-powered voice clone. This innovation frees Crystal to spend more time doing what she loves, guiding organizations through transformative change using IBP. For more than a decade, Crystal has helped dozens of global companies with their IBP journeys. From here forward, I'll speak in Crystal's voice and perspective, but rest assured, every story you'll hear emerges from her deep and meaningful experience implementing IBP across a variety of industries. While details may be modified to protect client confidentiality, the insights are real. So here on the IBP Insider, we like to talk about amazing success stories. But today I want to talk about something a bit different. I want to share a story about leadership humility, about what happens when confidence turns into certainty and past success starts blocking the path to future growth. A while back, I got a call from a manufacturing company that had recently gone public. On paper, they had everything going for them: a strong launch, solid market position, and top-tier executive team, the kind of company you'd expect to be thriving. But under the surface, the cracks were already starting to show. Customer deliveries were becoming unreliable. Costs were spiraling, and significant operational challenges were starting to become the norm. So when they reached out to me, they said they needed some extra arms and legs to implement this thing called integrated business planning. I'll admit that was the first yellow flag. It seemed they believed their situation was just a technical problem with a technical fix, like swapping out a piece of machinery on the factory floor. They wanted IBP to be a quick solution, something they could install and move on from quickly. It was clear they weren't asking for advice, they were asking for execution. Okay, fine. Nothing I haven't heard before. But here's where things get interesting. As we continued talking, I realized these leaders, as brilliant as they were in their own areas, had almost zero experience working together in any kind of integrated way. Imagine having all these amazing solo artists who've never played in a band before. That's exactly what this was like. Their functional teams were operating in these silos, with each department just doing their own thing, focusing on their own metrics instead of looking at the bigger picture. I knew we would have to start with education and build awareness of what IBP truly is and how it would reshape the way they work together. They couldn't just maintain their silos and expect to reap the full benefits of IBP. Without that foundational understanding, any attempt to design and implement a new process would be set up for failure from the start. So I walked them through our recommended approach and how we would build capability through education, then design the process, then implement and support the change with coaching. Let's just say their response to this proven approach was not favorable. Best practices don't apply to us. We're too different, and we won't need any education, so let's skip ahead to design, they said. I couldn't help but wonder if their past successes as individuals had created a certainty that somehow hardened into an unwillingness to learn from others. I did everything I could to open their minds. I challenged their thinking, shared examples, and asked some tough questions to see if I could crack through that certainty just a bit. But at the end of the day, they just weren't willing to open up. So we parted friends. I knew that although we had great mutual respect, I wasn't going to be able to help them. Experience told me that in order to be successful, they needed to build capability and learn new ways of working cross-functionally, but they just wanted someone to come in and design a process for them. The hard truth is that you just can't build an effective IBP process for leaders who see no need to change. I'm sad to say that sometime later, I saw the company had filed for bankruptcy. Now look, I know business failures are super complex. There's usually a whole bunch of things that contribute to a company going under. But I couldn't help but think, what if? What if that incredibly capable team had just been a little more open? What if they'd been willing to learn from others who'd walked this path before? Would it have made any difference? When I think about all the potential that was there, all the talent they had, all the market advantages, this wasn't a case of not having the right people or resources. They had everything they needed to succeed. Well, except one crucial thing, the willingness to admit that maybe, just maybe, they didn't have all the answers. Every organization is unique in its own way, absolutely. But that doesn't mean they can't learn from others' experiences. In fact, I'd argue that considerable improvement can come from being able to take best practices from other places and adapt them to your specific situation. It's not about copying exactly what others have done. It's about learning from their journey while charting your own path. The truly exceptional leaders I've worked with balance this well. They're confident but curious, decisive but open to feedback, experienced but always willing to learn. They understand that staying humble while hustling hard isn't just some saying. It's actually crucial for business survival. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Please share and like the show. And if you want to know more about how I can help you transform your business with integrated business planning, check out my website and schedule a free chat at crystallee.net.